Lesson 2, Descriptive Statistics.
In previous lecture, you learned about the types of variables. In this lecture, we explain how to describe them. Well, categorical variables are mostly explained by proportions or percentages. For example, if among 80 employees in the sample, 58 are women, the proportion of women would be calculated by dividing 58 by 80, resulting in 0.725 or 72.5%, which also shows that the proportion of men is 27.5%. We can also visualize the proportions by different types of charts, such as pie chart or bar chart. We can also describe categorical variables using ratios, like male to female or female to male ratio, noting that ratios are not percentages. And now for metric variable, based on type of distribution, we either describe them by mean and standard deviation, or by median and interquartile range. Let's examine age, and visualize its distribution by creating a histogram. Since the distribution looks like a bell curve, we can assume normal distribution and describe this variable by mean and standard deviation. We can use the symbols, mu and sigma, instead of writing mean and standard deviation. Please notice that uppercase sigma means summation. And if the distribution is not normal, we can describe the continuous variable as median and interquartile range. Let's say the age of employees in this company is described by mean of 42 and standard deviation of 6. Now, by shifting one standard deviation from the mean, we'll find values of 36 and 48, which indicates that 68% of the sample falls between the ages of 36 and 48 years. And if we extend another standard deviation from the mean, we arrive at the ages of 30 and 54, suggesting that 95% of our sample falls within this age range. Since 95% of 80 is 76, we can conclude that only 4 employees are either younger than 30 or older than 54. Thank you for watching.